Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast. We work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the question that sometimes plagues us so often, and that's, are we the problem? If you are struggling, if you are going through a difficult time, or things are just not working out, sometimes we start to think, are we the reason? Is it our fault that things are not working out in the way that we had hoped? In this episode, we're going to break down why that might be and how you can change that to create a positive experience that you can enjoy going forward. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So when bad things happen, or we go through struggle or heartache or pain, and just the world, you know, really seems to be down on us, a thought that can come into mind is this my fault? Did I do something to deserve this? And there's a really interesting perspective that I came across when I was thinking about this, and I wanted to share it with you because it might change the way you're viewing things and allow you to take complete control of your current situation. So even though it may not be the case, if we ultimately say that this experience externally is a reflection of our internal state, that would mean that everything that is happening is our fault. Everything that happens is for us, and we are the cause of it, in the sense that we have the opportunity to learn from it. So if bad things are happening to you, it's your fault. If good things are happening to you, it's your fault. Now, what that doesn't mean is that somebody else is not responsible for their actions as well. If you and I are driving down the road and then I swerve over and hit your car and you get an accident, that's my fault. You didn't cause that. But there's more than what's actually happening. There's the energy and the experience and the growth that you can have from it. You see, if we think about what just happened and we stay on a material level, there's not really any good or bad. Meaning if we didn't get in an accident or we did, nothing really changes as long as you were safe, right? Your energy is existing. But if we take a step back, and I think this is the most freeing perspective that somebody can have, at least for me, this changes the way that I look at everything. And that's, you are more than just you. I am more than just Henry. I think that we are energy, we're a being, a soul, a spirit, you know, whatever that means to you, having an experience as you. So I am an energy having an experience as Henry. And so if I'm an experience, or if I'm an energy having an experience as me, then nothing is actually happening to me. It's just Henry going through an experience and then me, my true energy, allowing itself to see and learn from different perspectives. And so that means, yes, it's your fault because you are a creator. Everything that exists is co-created by each other. It's not just me, it's all of us creating. And so if we're creating, then yes, it is because of you. But what you take from it is the opportunity. And it frees you from thinking, are you a bad person? Are you bringing this on yourself? Because if you are bringing it onto yourself, then you have the ability to change the experience. You have the ability to change the frequency that you're residing in. You see, two people can go down the same path, meet the same people, have the same experiences, but take two different takeaways from it. One person could say it was the greatest day, and the other person could say how miserable it was. Because the frequency that you're in, the energy that you're residing in, as you go through this vessel of the body, you know, Henry, as you go through it, is what matters, not you going through it. So if we can stop worrying about, am I the cause of this? Am I creating this? And that doesn't mean you don't have situations you might need to get out of. There are situations that you have to shift. You have to move your physical body from. You have to get out of maybe a certain relationship or get out of a certain job or get out of a certain situation that isn't safe for you, that isn't good for you. Like, that is absolutely okay. Consequences should still exist for people's actions. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that everything is happening for you, but it's not happening for you in a way to where you just get good stuff all the time, where you just get material wins all the time. You can get those things, but that's irrelevant to your frequency. If your ultimate goal is inner peace, higher frequency, positive thinking, then that is your ultimate goal. Not to be rich and be positive, not to be in great shape and be positive, not to have the fanciest cars and be positive. That's two separate things. If you want material goals and that's your number one focus, you can have it. Plenty of people do. But plenty of people do and they're miserable and some are happy. But it's not the thing that's driving how they feel. It's their energy and how they're perceiving things as they go through the world. People with a positive energy, with a inner peace, will be just as calm, will feel just as good in a quote unquote great situation, you know, having money, nice house, great job, as they will not having those things, a hard job, you know, maybe not a nice house, not a lot of money. They will have the inner peace because it's separate. So if we can separate ourselves and not worry about, are we causing this? Did they cause this? It's their fault. Playing this blame game, trying to find where the bad experiences are coming from, and just accept that you are a creator and you are powerful enough to be responsible for everything that has happened to you at this point. That gives you the power. If you're not responsible, if you're not a creator, then you're giving someone else the power. And I promise you, there are many people that want that power from you. Because no matter what, you are a creator. Your belief is going to affect what you create. If you believe that I am creating everything, and I believe that I am creating everything, then I have the double creation power. I have you believing what I'm going to create, and then me believing what I'm going to create. And that's going to increase the odds of me creating what it is that I want. And so for you, you have to take that responsibility. It doesn't mean that everything is fair. In fact, it's not supposed to be. We are not here to win this earth. You're not here to win and be the most successful human on the planet, because there's been thousands, if not millions, of successful people before you, and there's going to be thousands, if not millions, super successful people after you. What matters is the energy that you operate in. That's the most important thing. So if you feel down, if you feel lost, if you feel like you're creating all this, or all of this is just happening to you and you're tired of the pain, you're tired of the hurt, shift your perspective. Know that you are a powerful being that's having a human experience as you. This is a vessel that you're supposed to take care of, that you're responsible of for this short period of time that we're here. But the goal is to see different perspectives on what's happening. When something bad happens, find the love in it. When something good happens, find the love in it. That is the goal. That is how you grow. The better you get at finding love in every situation, the better you'll get in experiencing that at all times. You will operate in it with inner peace because it won't matter where your body is placed, where your human self is going. You will always see the upside. You will see the love and you will become a constant conductor and creator of it because you see it, it comes within you, and then you give it out. Because the external world is always going to be a reflection of your internal state. If you are miserable on the inside, it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to see the misery on the outside. If you are peaceful within, if you're happy and healed within, no matter where you go, you will see the happiness, you will see the healing, you will see the forgiveness, you will see the love, because the external world will always reflect your internal state. So take back that power. Say, yes, this is my fault. Yes, I did cause this. It doesn't mean other people didn't co-create a situation, but give yourself the power to say, I am a creator too. For whatever reason, I created these situations, I went through these situations, and now I'm taking the power to make them something different. I'm going to start aligning my positive mindset on the good things. I'm going to find the love, the healing, the power that I want in every situation and bring it within me. My creative energy will start creating more of it. I will start taking power back. I will start using the law of attraction. I will start using manifestation to put out there what it is that I want. I'm not going to be victim to other people's creations anymore. And as we start doing that, as you start taking that ultimate responsibility, you will be the change that you want to see. You will be so amazed how quickly you start seeing the good in everything. That doesn't mean you won't have sad days. That doesn't mean bad things won't happen to you. All it means, no matter what the situation is, you will be the light. You will have that high frequency energy that sees the good. And everywhere you go, you'll be exactly where you meant to be. Because we're going to work hard, and every time we will be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and gave you back the power that you have had this whole time so that we can create the positive future that we deserve going forward. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It'll keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, the direct messages on Instagram mean so much to me when you let me know how the podcast has impacted you. It's always so heartwarming and just motivating to connect with you that way. And if you are someone that wants to level up, consider scheduling a success session. What we're going to break down is three powerful components: your consumption, your actions, and how you're expanding. With these three things, we can really align on the frequency that you want for your life, whether it's happiness, joy, peacefulness, abundance, whatever it is, we can build upon those so that you can create a future that you truly dream of. If you want to do that, schedule a success session. There's a link down below. I'm really looking forward to meeting you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.